Fred's on the line. Hello, Fred.
Good evening, Chris. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. How can we help you?
My late wife was 49 years old and very, very healthy, and she died of a brain aneurysm. I would like to know, as soon as the blood vessel bursts, what happens to the body?
Right. Well, thanks for that question, Fred. I'm sorry to hear about your wife. My condolences. Well, an aneurysm, as you know, is a bulge in a blood vessel wall. It's a bit like a balloon that blows up and becomes weak, and so it can burst. And when that happens, blood leaves the blood vessel and goes out into the brain. And the effect it has on the brain depends a little bit on exactly where the vessel is in relation to the layers of the brain. If it bursts into the main matter of the brain itself, then it will destroy that brain tissue. And that would present with somebody having a stroke, for example. It could burst into the surroundings of the brain, the subdural space, and then it can cause an extremely bad headache because blood is very irritant, and it can cause pain over the surface of the brain. But when somebody suffers a fatal aneurysm, as it sounds like your wife did, the blood destroys the brain so that it can no longer make the body function and breathe, and somebody would stop breathing instantly because of the damage to the brain. So it's like a large stroke that kills bits of the brain that are essential for life.
Susie, thank you. And once again, our condolences, Fred, on your news.